Welcome to another episode of So Mind-Boggling Journeys. I'm your host, Bettina Goolsbee. I'm an actor and dreamer slash creative continuing to go after my dreams. So much of this journey is just so mind-boggling, hence the title, for either reasons of utter disappointment or the manifestation beyond what I could have ever imagined. Follow along as I check in with other creatives along the way and learn what so mind-boggling things they have to say and what it's like pursuing the dream while living the in-between. So hello, welcome to a special B-Day edition episode. Today is my birthday. Oh my gosh, it's crazy. Yeah, these years, man, these years, like, they add up quickly. Yes, they do. But I am so thankful, so grateful for another year of health and happiness and opportunity, right? And the love and the blessings of my friends and my family and framily and everyone who's close to me. So I have nothing but joy to basically say this year. And so what I want to do, this is a very special episode. I know I'm getting tongue-tied. It's been a minute since I have posted an episode. And I wanted to do this episode because I wanted to mark this moment of my birthday, because this year, as you all know from the last two seasons, seasons three and seasons four, I wanted to be back out there with my podcast and growing it and bringing content to it and talking and sharing with you all. But I was having a lot of difficulty in terms of, like, you know, self-doubt and just like intense fear and panic attacks over it. And just in general, any type of situation where I had to kind of like show up as myself was actually kind of hard for me. And so I needed to really sit with that and unpack it and try to figure out what was going on with that. And as they say, do the work, right? Doing the work. And I'm still kind of like, you know, working on it. I've had a great time working on the artist way and such. And I'm going to get into what other things I've been doing. But I feel like I'm in a better place this year, and especially going into this new birth year. And one of the main things that has held me back, I think, was just like really kind of like needing an inherent bit of self-love, right? At the end of the day, everything kind of stems from that. It's like, how do you feel about yourself? How do you feel about what you have to offer? How do you feel about what you have to say? What do you have to say, right? And I feel like I was really kind of trying to figure that out. And I'm still trying to figure that out. But that's, hello, so mind-boggling journeys. That's the whole point of this podcast, is actually to take you along the journey and let you see the not so, you know, perfectly polished. Because listen, if you're coming for perfection and if you're coming for polish, I want to go ahead and tell you now, this is not the podcast for you, okay? I'm like, I flub. I'm a tangent queen. You know, it's like, you know, you're getting all of that. You're getting it raw, right? And that's actually how I would like to continue it, because I just feel like if you want perfection, there's plenty of other places that you can go to. But here, I want this to be more of like a workspace, right? I want Kenya Robinson, who actually did the artwork for the podcast. And she also was featured in season three. I think it was episode either 6 or 7, but a long time ago, many, many years ago, Kenya spoke about how the documentation of said journey is also a part of the art, right? And that always stuck with me. And so I wanted to use this because I, you know, I love voice work and, you know, I just, you know, we'll see. You see, I recorded video for this just in case, but we'll see if I actually use it. But I wanted my medium to be voice, audio, and I want this to be a playground. I want this to be a safe space. I want this to be a workspace where not only do I work out my whatevers, right, to do what it is that I want to do, but I also want to ground it, right, so that if you at home or in your car, wherever you are, if there's something that you desire to do, but you feel like you are not enough or you're not perfect or it's not ready to go and, you know, you don't have all the answers, I want you to still feel like we can do this. We can just put one foot in front of the other and we just kind of have to show up as we are and do the thing and then just see kind of what comes of that. And I feel like as long as we put one foot in front of the other, who knows? You know what I mean? Let's see what happens, right? So that's where I am with that. And so I wanted to mark this moment of my birthday, this milestone birthday. I will not say the year just yet, just because, you know, a sis is still trying to work out here, you know, and if I pop up in a movie with some pom-poms, I want you to think I'm a high school cheerleader. Okay, so let's just keep the mystery there for now. Maybe one day I will be a little bit more comfortable and I will actually share that. Let's see. Let's see where the journey takes us. Anyway, so I wanted to mark the moment and I also wanted to give you all an update and just tell you some of the things that have been really helpful for me, especially in the downtime since the last podcast episode went out, which was at the top of the year. We are now at March 27th, and the last podcast episode was January 1st, I believe, with Andrea Coleman, who actually has a birthday tomorrow as well. So reach out to her and give her a birthday shout out as well. And I just wanted to say what I've been doing, you know, what's been going on in these past like 3 months, right, in the new year. So one of the main things, and it probably, I want to say it really is the main thing. It is the thing that has really kind of helped me and put me on a different path that feels really good right now has been really digging into and deciding what I wanted my morning routine to be. Now, I'm a person that is not historically been routined and has not been that disciplined, right? That I'm definitely a little bit more of a free spirit. I like spontaneity. I love spontaneity. I live for spontaneity. That is definitely more so my personality. But what I've learned is that there is something really nice, and not only nice, it's there's something very magical about a morning routine, or even just like a daily routine. If I'm able to get it done in the morning, even better. Before work, oh my God, like doubly better, right? But even if I just get certain tasks done during the day, it really grounds me and makes me feel really good about myself. And it makes me feel really accomplished. And it has nothing to do with anyone else having to, you know, perform for anyone or do these like amazing feats. It's like they're very simple tasks that I just do for myself that really are great. And I feel like it actually makes me a better person in general for everybody, right? And so those things are that I do in some way, shape, or form at varying lengths of time is the, so, you know, first thing in the morning, I wake up and I do at least a 20-minute meditation, right? Now, again, if things are rushed, if I have to go here or there, I have to do other things, you know, a 10-minute meditation is fine, a 5-minute meditation is fine, a 3-minute meditation is fine. Actually, a 1-minute meditation is fine. To sit there and to plant your 2 feet down into the ground, to close your eyes, to focus on your breath for 60 seconds is taking a moment that is unencumbered with anything else. Now, of course, thoughts are still running, coursing through the mind, right? And that's okay because that's what thoughts do. But the point is just to kind of mark the space of like, okay, well, I'm just going to sit here for 60 seconds and just breathe. It really does do something to you and it feels great. It's grounding. So even if it's 1 minute, you know, if you're not a meditator, I'm telling you just 1 minute, I think does a lot. It's more about the repetition of it, right? So anyway, so I tend to do a 20-minute meditation in the morning, and then I hop to the morning pages, the 3 morning pages. Now, this is something that Steph and I talked about in the 2 of the podcast episodes last season. We worked on this together and we are still working on this together. And if you hear past episodes, in the first episode of season 3, we talk about this being our goal, right? To do the morning pages. And then at the end of the season, we kind of did like a follow-up of like, well, how's it been going? And it hadn't been going that great. We were kind of like spotty. We were in and out. We were still kind of like all over the place, but we had been writing, right? And now we're at the place where, because we have, we use a tracker, we use the Habit Share tracker, and we are able to share our habits and track them and watch them and be really great accountability partners for each other in that way. We are on these morning pages, y'all, like nobody's business. And again, if it doesn't happen in the morning, right, that's the ideal time, right? Because it's like fresh before you kind of start your day. It's great when you can do it in the morning. If not, then we do it in the evening. But the fact that we have been so on top of the three pages a day, we're both shocked. We're like, oh, because, you know, I was thinking like, oh, God, it's going to take me a while to make that and turn that into a habit. But I am shocked to say, and I'm happy to say, that we have been on top of it. We have really been on top of the morning pages. And let me see, or I'm going to say the three pages a day. And so, yeah, now I was going to show you the tracker, but I'm like, we've been on top of this, but this isn't really giving. Oh, can you even see this actually? I don't know if it's, oh, you know what? Okay. Okay, so for those who are just listening to this, I was trying to show my habit tracker on the video portion of this podcast, but it doesn't want to do that. It just, you just see like a bright flashing white light. So anyway, so that's the second thing. Another thing that I have incorporated is stretching. Stretching feels so good, especially when you're sitting at a desk all day. Or, you know, you just kind of have like icky feelings and you're just kind of all over the place. There's something about stretching. Oh my gosh. It's like the physical manifests itself into the emotional and the psychological, because something about stretching, and you're not that, you know, we have to be the most flexible, but it really does kind of open you up and it makes you more flexible just in general. You know, your shoulders aren't hunched up to your ears and you're not clenching, you know, and it just feels really good, especially when you just kind of like, you know, hold the poses or hold the stretches a little bit longer. It just feels really good, you know, and it's something where as we get older, our mobility might change, right? Or not might change, it will change. And something like stretching is something that you can take with you for hopefully until the end of time, right? So that leads me to another, continue on with the movement aspect of it. I get in a walk, a jog, or a little dancing during the day. And so, you know, a jog, I love jogging right here in the park. I'm really close to Central Park. So I do like a nice little jog around the Harlem Loop, or sometimes I make my way down to the reservoir and loop it on back. And that just feels amazing. I mean, there's nothing like fresh air. The fresh air is everything. It literally is everything. And especially in the cooler months, right, where it's like the air is kind of cold and there's a chill in there, right? And it's like something about inhaling and exhaling, I mean, it just cleans all of this out. Everything just gets cleaned out and it just feels so euphoric. It's like that runner's high that they talk about. That is real. But again, if you can't run or you can't jog, then walking is amazing. It does the same thing, right? And also dancing. Sometimes I will have a dance party in my apartment by myself and I literally transport myself to a whole nother world. I'm going to have Kia Lowe on the podcast soon. And Kia used to get a kick out of the fact that she would hear me in my room. We used to be roommates and she would hear me in my room dancing up a storm. And so, yeah, dancing is just like amazing. You put on your favorite music and just, you know, your earbuds and just zone out. It's like, it's so great. And it's great for imagination too, you know, like great imaginative work as an artist and an actor. Okay. So, and again, so, you know, jogging, running, walking or dancing, right? But at the bare minimum, stretching, right? Stretching you can do anytime, anywhere, at any age. And so, yeah, there's that. All right. So I think I said four things, right? So there's three other things that I do. Oh, I I follow Melissa Wood Health. I love her short workouts. And she's an app and it's just so convenient. I don't love the gym. Not only do I not love the gym, I don't like the gym. I don't know what it is. I used to go pre-pandemic and then once the pandemic hit and we couldn't go, I had to do other things, right? And I actually hadn't discovered her app at that time, but I was doing a lot of online, not a lot, sorry, back up, not a lot. I was doing an occasional online workout and all of that. And I loved it. I loved a virtual workout. And so I forgot how I was introduced to her at her app, but it's like, you know, $10 a month. And it's great. There's so many workouts on the app. And what I really love is that it's like, you can do a 7 minute or an 8 minute workout and you will feel it, right? So it's great because a lot of times we feel like, oh my gosh, I need 30 minutes. I need an hour to do this or that. And it's like these workouts, listen, the 8 minute workout, I did a 15 minute ab workout this morning and my abs were on fire. And because they're so short, I feel like it's just easier for me to get into the rhythm of it. But again, that's what I'm doing right now, right? And it's working for me right now. But I, you know, even if you do, and I do, I think my goal is like 3 to 4 times a week. And because they're so short, it's like that helps me, that motivates me to be like, girl, come on, just knock it out. It's like all of like a quick 8 to 15 minutes, you know? And of course she has longer ones, but a lot of times in the morning, you don't have that kind of time, right? Or you just don't feel like it. So it's like, just get in whatever you can get in. I think she says any minutes is better than no minutes. All right. So that's that. That is, I think, 5. And then the 2 other things. Oh, I have, I use the, what is this? This is the 5-minute journal, which is, see, right here. I will show you. And I'm actually, I need to order my next one. Oh my gosh, my dear friend Shireen gave a group of her friends, she gave us this, shout out to Tiffany and Brandis. She gave us this 5-minute journal. And when I tell you, I mean, she gave this to us like years ago and I have since ordered, I don't know how many, but this for real is magic, right? Because a lot of times when you wake up in the morning and you're thinking about all the things you have to do or the things that didn't happen the day before or all the things that aren't in your life that you want, you know, it's like, I feel like as humans, our brains are trained to kind of go towards the negative, but the 5-minute journal, it makes you focus on the positive. It makes you focus on the things that are going great in your life. And when you do it with repetition, it's like you start to see the magic in your life, right? And I'll just go through the prompts really quickly. It starts off with a great quote. And then there are 5 prompts. I am grateful for. And then you write 3 things. And then what would make today great? And you write 3 things. Daily affirmations. I am affirmations. You do 3 of those. And then, so that's in the morning, right? Or the top of the day. And then at the end of the day, the next one is highlights of the day. You write 3 things that went well. And then what did I learn today? And then you just write, you know, 1 to 2 things there about what the day brought you and what you took from it. And what I've noticed is that when I wake up in the morning, because I'm trained to do the 5-minute journal, I automatically am looking at the amazing blessings that I have, right? And I'm feeling really good because that's what I'm training my mind to focus on. And what's really interesting to me is at the end, the what would make today great and the highlights of the day, what happens is all of a sudden you start to see things change, right? The things that you're saying that you want to come, like what would make things great, it's like you're actually doing those things. And I feel like I have such a flow and I'm like, oh, I'm actually doing some of the things that I said that I wanted to be doing. Case in point, that leads me to my 7th thing is a free write. I do a 15-minute free write. The goal is to do it every day. You know, of course, sometimes I fall short, but that is one of my routines. But the free write was on my what would make today great list for the longest. It was on there for the longest and I wasn't doing it, right? Like I wasn't getting to it. And it's like I wrote about it wanting to do it for so long that all of a sudden something happened within me and it shifted and I actually started doing it and incorporating it into my life. And it's great. And I love that I'm doing that because as you know, I'm also a writer. And I want to be creating my own work. I really want to mainly be creating my own work. And so with that 15 minutes, you know, got that number from Ella Thier being in her writing class many, many moons ago, where, you know, there was an exercise where it's like, you just sit down and you set a timer and you just write. I use Celtics. And the great thing about Celtics is Celtics actually does the timing for you. It's kind of funny or not funny, but it's kind of, I love it. It's like they have it clocks how long you've been actually typing, right? / writing, and then how long you've been thinking. And so it's great because I'm like, oh, I've been thinking for 30 minutes, but then I've only been like typing for 8. And so I write. And once I hit 15 minutes, I'm done. If I'm like in a flow, I'll keep on going. But again, something about the fact that I'm doing it, you know, repeatedly, it's great. And so I've written like 70 pages of a free write. So I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that. Now, mind you, now I don't know what's in that. I don't know what's in there. Okay. Cause I don't go back and read it. I just literally open up my little app. I even have it on my phone and I just, you know, type for the 15 minutes or whatever. And then I close it. And then the next day I open it up and, you know, whatever I'm thinking about, whatever I think would be a funny or a great or an interesting scene, I'll just write that, close it up, and then, you know, hit it again the next day. Unless I'm in a flow, then I'll continue for longer. So yeah, so those are the 7 things that I focus on each day. And it's been great. And it's been really grounding. And it makes me feel like I'm doing the things that I'm saying that I want to do. And it's helping me push through the fears and the blocks and all of that. Now, I still have them, you know, because technically I wanted to do another podcast season, like that was going to kick off today on my birthday. That's not going to happen. But I was like, hey, girl, just pop there and do like a birthday. Just do a birthday episode and just tell the people what's up and tell them hi and tell them you're still around here kicking and you hit another year and like, you know, and hopefully we'll be back. I'm pretty sure I'll be back soon, but I just wanted to show up today. How about that? And I also wanted to just, you're not technically supposed, Julia Cameron says that you're actually not supposed to reread your morning pages or share them. But, you know, the rebellious part of me is like, okay, well, but I want to share this because I thought it was really interesting. Today, again, like I said, is my birthday. And, you know, sometimes birthdays can bring up all different types of things, right? It's like, of course, you're happy to, you know, reach another year. And it's like, it is the biggest blessing. It really is. Life is a blessing, truly. But sometimes it's a little bittersweet, right? You might feel like, oh my gosh, like the years are flying by, or you might take stock of where you are and feel like, oh, I thought I would be here at this age or whatever. And you know how we feel about the markers and all of that. I feel like that is something that is universal that we all go through, right? Or we might feel like, oh my God, it's my birthday. Like, where are the trumpets? Where are the cartwheels? Where is the confetti? You know, it's like you kind of want like the world to stop, or, you know, New York traffic to stop. And it's like, you know, no, life just does not work that way, right? Someone's having a birthday every day. Okay. So many people are having birthdays every day, right? So it's not just about us. And so one of the things that I feel like I used to do in the past was I feel like sometimes it's like, how much am I loved and what's going on and what is the big thing that I have to do for my birthday? Because there's all this pressure to do these large things on your birthday. And I felt like, in previous years, I've either put that into someone's hand to kind of figure it out for me, or I have wanted to do something, but then I've been like overwhelmed with the planning or whatever. It's always been a little bit like dicey, right? And then I end up on the day, or I don't want to do anything, right? I'm like adamant about that. Like, no, I want to kind of like keep it easy peasy or whatever. And then the day comes and I'm like, oh my gosh, why didn't I say that I didn't want to do something, or why didn't I plan something, or why didn't I let somebody else plan something or whatever. And so this year, what I really wanted to do is I wanted to feel like, and this is not just for today, it's kind of like going into this new birth year. The idea of not really needing a whole lot of this and that outside of myself to feel happy and to feel special and to feel loved and cared for. Because it's like, of course, we are loved and we are cared for. And it's like, even if we feel like we're not in moments, we are. We definitely are. And at the end of the day, it's really not up to everybody else to do all these things for us and to fill our cup. It's like, that's really our job. That's our own internal work. And so I wanted to really focus on that this year and be super intentional, right? And make it about like, what do I want to give myself? So you're hearing me kind of ruffle some papers here, because I was writing, and then as I was writing my morning pages, I was like, oh, I really like this and I want to share this on the podcast. And I want anyone who's out there who has a birthday coming up, it's like, I would love your thoughts on this. I wanted to this year, and if, you know, this year, let me just start. I was going to say something else, but the point is, I really wanted to be super intentional about my birthday, and I wanted to give myself a really good gift and not a physical gift or a material gift. Although there's nothing wrong with that. And there's nothing wrong with like big extravagant gifts and displays of appreciation and affection and love. This is not taking away any of that. But the point is, even if you do have those things, right, or those moments with those who are dearest to you, at the end of the day, you still, and we still, I still, we need that something that only we can give ourselves. And for me this year, I wanted to have a weekend where it was like very still, very quiet, very reflective, meditative. And I just wanted like very simple, bare bones, just like, I don't know. There's so much beauty in simplicity and in minimalism. And I knew that I really needed that this year. And so let me see. So I wanted to read, and I lost my place here. I'm going to read a little bit of what I wrote in my morning pages. Okay, so I said, birthdays can sometimes be a little disappointing or sad or bittersweet because you may feel like you're just getting up there in age and you might be thinking about your mortality or what have you. I love that I was super intentional about not putting it into someone else's hands to make it special for me. I did it my way and I will always remember that. I will always love myself for bringing me. Okay, so listen, to think about the morning pages, honey. Sometimes the grammar be a little bit off. The sentence structure is not all the way there. So that I don't think that was a complete sentence, but let's continue. Okay. I, of course, love the people in my life dearly, but I have found that we are all swamped in our lives and we have a lot going on. We are still filling the place. My handwriting's a little messy. We are still filling the space with something, right? There's always something going on, something meaningful to us, each individual person. So I know how it can feel overwhelming to just add another thing to have to do. So I'm proud of myself for taking the reins and doing something that was important to me. I had the best weekend. So on Saturday, I gave myself a spa day. The best part about that was I actually jogged down to the spa. I packed a little bag, jogged down to the spa through Central Park and got there, took a really nice, you know, used the facilities, took a really nice shower, put on my little robe, and then I was ready for my massage. Did a 90-minute massage, then it did a 60-minute facial. A shout out to my cousin Patrice. Thank you so much. She gifted me with that and it was just amazing. And then afterwards, I treated myself to a really nice dinner. And then I e-biked home, right? And Saturday was actually like a gloomy day. So it was so still and so quiet. There was like nobody in the park. I mean, I don't want people to get alarmed. There were people in the park, but it's not nearly like what you would see on a regular sunny weekend day in the park. But it felt so great. Something about being in the park kind of like, and there's not a whole lot of people, but it's still light because what we won't do is be in the park when it's dark. It just felt great. Something about it just felt, it was so still. Like that's like my favorite word. I love stillness. Okay, so let me continue because I want to skip over that. Okay, hold on. I'm sorry. This is what I'm saying. Like, that's okay. That's okay. It's my birthday. I get to be unorganized. Okay. I get to lose my place. And I have these things stapled. So I think that's also the issue. All right. So then yesterday I treated myself to a manifestation workshop. I have discovered this woman, Erica. It was Evolve by Erica. And she is a Kundalini teacher. I also study with Samantha. But I was studying with Erica and she also has an app. See, the apps work for me because then I can do it anywhere, anytime. And the anywhere part is huge for me because I am back and forth between my hometown, Virginia Beach, and then New York. So it's just great that I can take these tools with me on the go because then I can keep up with the repetition of them. So she has an app and she has these amazing Kundalini meditations where there's a Kundalini basically. And, you know, I'm not going to speak about Kundalini because I don't want to do that in this podcast. But what I will say is any form of breathing in and breathing out is it's so therapeutic. And she had a manifestation workshop in Philly. And it was just great. You know, she helps you really tap into yourself and you go deep, deep, deep within and you do, it's movement, it's mantra, it's meditation, and it just is so bright. I feel like whenever I finish, I come out and I feel like I am just like buzzing. I'm buzzing. I'm floating. I feel like there is just such a bright light in my life. And I love it. So I did that yesterday and it was just great. And I was like, oh my gosh, I should always do something like that for my birthday, because that type of centering and listening to myself and accepting myself and loving myself for right where I am in that moment, it just, there's nothing that beats that. Nothing at all. I was so happy that I gave myself that gift. It was life-affirming, self-affirming, and exactly what I needed at this point in my life where I am learning to love myself deeply and forgive myself deeply so that I can love and forgive others. It all starts within me, and I hope to always know that and honor that. It's okay to love and depend on others, but codependency is where we set ourselves up. Codependency is handing over the most delicate and sensitive parts of ourselves and hoping that someone is able to hold those bits in the way that you would want and hope them to be held. And your whole being is wrapped up into how and what that person does with them. The problem is everyone has their own ish, their own ish going on. Everyone has their own pain, drama, insecurities, overwhelm, family stuff, internal stuff, etc. People are so bogged down that they may not be able to be as present to or for what you are needing. So now you feel like crap because you've outsourced the most gentle parts of yourself outside of yourself, and you feel hurt, less than, not special enough, not supported enough. And I said, ooh, this is a good one for me. When we have to give those things to ourselves, we have to be the ones that we are waiting for, looking for, hoping for. And I'm so thankful that I did that for myself. Okay, yeah, so back to the support. It's easy for me to not feel supported or to feel like people don't show up for me the way that I show up for them. Well, if I showed up for myself, what would that look and feel like? If I supported myself, what would that look and feel like? Maybe I don't support myself enough, so I'm looking for others to do the heavy lifting. That isn't really fair to the people in my life to expect something from them that I'm not even giving to myself. Again, it all starts from within. Why don't I support myself? And in what areas do I not support myself? And why don't I? That's my work. That's my internal work that can't be delegated to anyone else. That's what I want to take with me into this new year of life. I wrote, don't call it a rebirth. I've been here for years. You know, I had to have a corny moment. You know, I had to have a corny moment. But it is a rebirth. It is a reprogramming, a recircuiting, and I am here for it. I'm ready. I'm excited. I love you, Bettina. I love all of your delicate and sensitive and messy parts. To more life, love, and happiness. Thank you, God. Thank you, universe. And so that was a part of my morning pages. And I was like, oh my gosh, I want to share that on the podcast. So hopefully that did something for you, or maybe not. You let me know. But yeah, I would be interested to know, what is something that you want to do for yourself this year when your birthday comes around? What is one gift that you want to give to yourself that only you can do for yourself? You can only do for you. I would love to know. Leave me a comment. You can either do it on the podcast, you know, through Spotify, or you can leave it on Instagram or Facebook. You can email me. Wherever, you know how to find me. You also can leave a voice message as well. If you click at the bottom of this episode, there's a way that you can leave a voice message. So please do that. That's easy peasy. And thank you so much again for joining me here. And I will see you soon. And I hope that you are having a beautiful day. Thank you for listening. This has been a So Mind Boggling production. Follow along at So Mind Boggling on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.